T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, so, Lee, CNN is now, wait for this, in the ratings, trailing the History Channel and HGTV.
Okay, well, those are two pretty popular channels. I know, especially HGTV in my household, that's something my wife's watching a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to get sucked into that if it's on in the background.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you're sitting there and you're planning to renovate your bathroom and you hadn't even considered that before. So CNN, in terms of actually watching the news, nobody is. But their website is really popular in traffic. And you remember before the throttle that Facebook put on Breitbart. And Twitter put on Breitbart. Breitbart was the number 3 most popular news site in the country after New York Times and CNN.com. Well, Fox News, which Breitbart had actually passed, has now surpassed CNN in the ratings in the hits measurement there. So I think we can probably soon count on what Facebook and Twitter, they're going to have to go ahead and throttle what HGTV, definitely the History Channel,
yeah,
and probably Fox to fix this.
Yeah.
It's about going to be the only way they're going to be able to fix that. You know what I'm saying?
Propping up their buddies there at
right.
CNN.
Yeah, because once you can no longer find Alex Jones, you totally turn to CNN. No, wait, you don't.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah, right. Meanwhile, by the way, Alex Jones spanked over the weekend. This was actually last week, but we're just finding out the news of how it happened by Twitter. He is now suspended, which is usually the first step to being kicked off of Twitter. Alex Jones doing a bizarre mix of really cutting edge, awesome reporting that really gets results, like he did in the Vegas shooting, mixed in with some just very strange conspiracy stuff that makes you wonder if he's off his meds. But he does do valuable reporting. I mean, in the Vegas shooting, he literally forced the FBI to revise their timeline. And you know they don't like that when, you know, Alex Jones makes a fool of them. So and neither apparently does YouTube or Spotify or Facebook or Apple or Twitter. So anyway, his account now suspended temporarily. They say that he threatened the mainstream media is what he allegedly did. So anyway, the offending tweet urged listeners to quote to keep their quote battle rifles and everything ready at their bedsides. So. That is apparently a problem.
But see how that would trigger a reaction.
Trigger. But, you know, of course, when CNN tells you to go out and beat up people who you consider to be bigots, that is not a problem. And they still have a Twitter account.
Totally fine.
Right. That's okay. So anyway, and the reason I focus so much on Alex Jones is because he does make really cutting edge reporting contributions. I mean, I will admit to checking out InfoWars probably a couple times a week, just out of, you know, intellectual curiosity to find out what's going to be breaking, in respected right wing media, usually a month or two later. I mean, he is so cutting edge on so many things. I wish he would drop the conspiracy junk and be a real site. But anyway, I mean, I have checked it out and his reporting often is correct. Some of it just. You don't know, and some of it you're like, what? But you know, he does does have some value added stuff, and he's low hanging fruit, and they're gonna do that first to see what the reaction is, what the tolerance level is, and I'm telling you, they will eventually move on to Fox News. They're gonna get Breitbart first, but I'm waiting for that any day because they cannot allow Breitbart to continue to operate through the midterms. I mean, they simply can't. That's how Trump won. And I mean, I documented that after the election that they, you know, they were in the top 100 websites in hits through the election. And I mean, they were getting more hits than Walmart.com and Bank of America.com.
Now that's serious.
Yeah, that's serious. And right there up there with CNN.com and NewYorkTimes.com. So, you know, that's going to obviously have to be fixed. And in the way that we fixed everything. I mean, yeah, it's so crazy to hear the media screaming, John Brennan's been censored. How? I saw him on CNN this weekend. Like, he was screaming treason and some other crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about somebody who needs to, you know, get his meds adjusted with Alex Jones. You know what I mean? They ought to just sit the two of them side by side on a drip. You know what I mean? Straighten them out. I don't know who's crazier, Brennan or Alex Jones. But anyway, but Brennan, you know, so he's screaming, yeah, they're literally the hosts on these shows over the weekend are saying, Brennan, John Brennan's First Amendment rights have been curtailed by the taking of this security clearance. And here he is to talk to you about, wait a minute. If his First Amendment rights have been curtailed, what is he doing all over the television? Did that happen?
Yeah.
Don't know. They didn't explain.
Well, because there is no explanation, because it's just simply not happening.
Yeah. And it's not. Oh, by the way, so it's so funny how literally the left, the corporate left, is literally taking the free speech rights, I mean, squelching speech, right? While the left wing tells us it's them who are the victims of the free speech crackdown. Yet I would defy you to give me even one single example of somebody's speech that's been curtailed mm-hmm. by anything Trump has done. One concrete factual example, they can't do it.
Yeah.
By the way, over the weekend, Greg Gutfeld hilariously nails this whole thing. The 300 coordinated editorials, right?
Right.
To scream about how Trump is violating their First Amendment rights. Yet somehow all 300 of them able to coordinate and publish editorials with advance notice to the president that it was coming, right? Because they told us all, despite their First Amendment rights somehow being violated. Here's Greg Gutfeld, epic rant, just filleting these guys.
300 newspapers coordinated articles criticizing President Trump just after he'd accused them of coordinating articles criticizing President Trump. And nobody read them. If jerks like me weren't talking about it, would you even know? So here's the question. Do the people at home who subscribe to those newspapers know what they just read about Trump was actually coordinated hackery? Or did they not notice, since such collusion over Trump by the press is identical to their usual workday? The difference, they actually planned this like a protest, because it was. Yet finally, the media and their activist politics made their wedded bliss transparent. It's been there all along, but now the press put a ring on their activist finger and are now rounding second base in front of the family. Seriously, get a room. What hypocrisy, though. They say Trump's limiting free speech as they all scream this together. Trump accuses them of acting as an alliance, and they respond, as an alliance.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, nailed it. It's laughable. It really is. You know, they accuse this president of colluding with the Russians, and they all collude together to go do an attack piece and talking about how he's, war on the press and everything. It's like, well, if there were a war on the press, then that war is being lost because you're still going after it.
I know. He's just not doing very well on that.
No.
Oh, speaking of, I promised the people that I would update them on the new spelling of respect.
Oh, okay, good.
Yes, and this may be the new Common Core, spelling. I don't know. I'm going to have to wait until the spelling words come home from school this year. But
but
here is. Yeah, so this is Al Sharpton on Omarosa and how Trump should show her some respect. Here we go.
And while we're talking about female canines, you know what they say about payback? It's a real, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of. So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Respect?
Yes, respect.
Okay.
Yes, got to get some respect or something.
Okay.
Moving on. God, how do you move on from that?
I don't know.
How do you do that?
Oh, my gosh.
Text, right? So when the left shuts you down, Tara, what are you going to do? Go home and drink coffee? Yeah, probably.
Well,
I probably will.
You can relieve
the kids.
I'm
never going to stop drinking coffee.
You'll be able to relieve the kids of making their own lunch.
I'll do that. Text, right? You get my blood flowing in the morning, Tara. Be safe and buckle up. Yeah, I'm better than blood pressure medication. Although if you've been told you have high blood pressure, I would get on medication before listening to the show. I'm just saying. Text, right? Tara. Soon CNN will be the History Channel.
Ah, good one.
I know. It will be. No, don't worry. Mark Zuckerberg and the Twitter dude will fix that. They're going to fix it. Just don't you worry. Google will step in too if they have to. You will be made to watch the revolution and it will be televised and you will like it. You will like it a lot. Texter writes that, Tara, that tool that you have that provides the pulse of the people, what is it saying about the midterms? Oh, it's talking about the scientist and statistician that we have on the show, Lemiro. He's a curiosity to me because he pretty much nailed the electoral count and forecast Trump's win and literally got it basically right at a scary level with his statistical model he uses. I don't know. I need to have him back on. But what's interesting is last time he came on, he forecast that we would lose seats in the House. However, the House would get, it would still stay in Republican hands, but that it would get more conservative because of some of the folks who've won in the primaries and that, you know, be cleared out. So that was a couple months ago. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see if it's right. So, yeah, I've been, mental note to self, I've been meaning to have him back on. So we'll see. So Texter writes, Alex Jones is not crazier than Glenn Beck. I think they are both equal in the crazy category. Well, I don't know. We didn't bring Glenn up. The Texter did. I just want to know, what do you think Alex Jones rates on the crazy scale, the crazy Richter scale, above or below crazy John Brennan?
Well, it's a close call.
I don't know. Which is crazier, to believe that Sandy Hook was a government conspiracy to take your guns, or to believe that Trump colluded with the Russians when you have not seen one shred of evidence to that effect and have even admitted yourself that there isn't any, yet you go on television night after night and tell everybody that it happened? Which is the crazier conspiracy theory? I don't have to think about that at the break. I'll get back to you. I said we need a little bit of around here, some R-E-S-P-I-C-T. Just ask Al Sharpton. Texter writes, silly. I before E, when comes before C, or something. I had to play that again, shouldn't I? That Brian Regan. Yeah, Brian Regan, a comedian. He's one of my favorite comedians. A monologue on going back to school and how silly all that stuff is. So much of it anyway. All right. Let's break it up a little bit, have a little bit of fun with another edition of Five Random Facts. Here we go.
And now it's time for
Five
Random
Facts. Number one, did you know Kentucky makes 95% of the bourbon in the world? But the official state drink is milk. Random fact number two, the average car spends, I always wondered this. No, I really did. The average car spends approximately 95% of its life parked. Random fact number three, Buddy Holly spelled his last name H-O-L-L-E-Y, but his first record label left off the E on his contract and misspelled the version of his, the misspelled version of his name stuck. Random fact number four, when Outback Steakhouse was started in Tampa, Florida in 1988, none of its four founders had ever been to Australia. And finally, random fact number five, the average person at the Louvre only spends 15 seconds looking at the Mona Lisa. I guess it's ugly and drab. They got better stuff on Wayfair.com, if you ask me, but whatever.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. All right, let's see what the people think. Texter writes, well, I always thought Alex Jones was nuts, but the willful negligence of the FBI police at Parkland makes Jones look a little less crazy. Now, oh, by the way, I meant to get to that. Do you realize that the coward of Broward, the sheriff that oversaw the whole Broward County shooting, do you know he's still in office? He still has a job. Do you know he recorded an audio recording and they had, what was it? Like flyer, like messages posted all up from him on how to stay safe this school year. I kid you not. Like if you wanted to mock children and give them PTSD to welcome them back to school, that'd be a great way to do it, right? Oh, and he slaps his face on it just to remind him. You know, where is it? Where else? Okay. Let me walk this through this. The left says that we need to surrender our firearms to them immediately, right? So then we'll all be safe, right? And how are we going to be safe? Well, you can just call the police, right? Like, we don't need a Wild West solution anymore, right? This is the modern times. We're not going to have this kind of stuff. So we're going to have a modern times kind of solution. And we will protect you. Okay. Well, Broward County, a totally blue county, shows you what happens when you surrender your guns and put your trust in liberal authorities. The sheriff still has his job. The deputy who cowered on film, remember him? You know what his pension is? Roughly $88,000 a year. Never fired. allowed to resign, is now collecting his pension, $88,000 a year. That's what you get, 17 lives. Just standing there on film, as you can hear shot after shot after shot. So, when you give up your guns and rely on people like this to protect you, the same sheriff that put those crazy out-of-control kids back in the schools. Remember, the philosophy was even murderers, rapists, when they got out of juvie. Because remember, you don't do life for that. Unless you try it as an adult. You don't get serious time. When you get out of juvie, they were mainstreaming them back in schools and were not allowed to arrest them once they committed crimes on campus as the shooter did. So the same sheriff responsible for that agreement, the same sheriff who then went on CNN and suggested everybody turn over their guns because we didn't need them anymore, is still in office. The one who utterly failed to protect those kids, still in office. Deputies sailed off into the sunset on retirement. There you go. That's what happens when you trust these people to protect you. They get to go on as if nothing's happened and your world is shattered. Yeah. And then they mock your children when they come back to school with, oh, be sure to be safe this year. Phew. It's unbelievable. Texter writes, yeah, where did this go? Oh, yeah, you got me going on Parkland. Yeah. Oh, by the way, also, today is National Radio Day. I don't know if you're aware of that. I'm going to give a special shout out to the 9% of people in a recent survey who think we should have more commercials. No, it wasn't a survey of this station, just a general radio survey. Yeah. Do you realize that the size of the radio listening audience is bigger today than it ever has been? There's more people listening to the radio than ever before. I bet you didn't know that. Yeah, it's massive and growing. And as Lee pointed out earlier on the show, the fastest growing format is News Talk, which is super exciting for us here. Yeah. A lot of people think, well, you know, they've got all those apps now. You can listen to whatever music you want, so nobody listens to radio. No. No. Well, certainly music radio has taken a hit. The talk shows on every format are rocking it more and more and more as people have more and easier access to radio, which is the opposite of what most of the folks predicted. So the experts, the talking heads. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Coming up in just a minute. I want to play a little bit of for you of what they're juicing the American people with in the left-wing media, which is to say most of the media. It's unbelievable what is now being reported as fact. I'm going to play a little bit of it for you so you can kind of understand where the mood of the electorate is coming from in the upcoming midterms. Texter writes, I spent 15 years in the Army with a combat tour in Afghanistan. I was hurt and medical retired, and I only received $54,000 a year. And this coward cop gets $88,000 a year, shaking my head. Yeah, that's how it works out. When it means Blue County, that's what happens. Remember, the left never holds their own accountable ever. That's where the dual justice system comes from. That's that. If you are a card-carrying member of the left, one of the benefits is you are never held criminally accountable or personally accountable, or they are fighting to make sure that in the future, people like you will never be held accountable. It's what it's all about. Okay, so Lee, if you want to understand what the left is going through right now.
And I really want to understand.
You really
that.
Do, because you got to understand it. What's going on in the midterms. We're not even going to have a debate this midterms like we used to about issues.
Right.
This is just a shouting match.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the kind of stuff that they're hearing. The kind of hysteria, okay? This is former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, okay? And she's explaining why the left needs to go to the polls. And it's because the country is in the process of a slow-moving coup. She's a Democrat. Oh, she gets it. We're having a coup. Oh, no, by Trump against the FBI. They believe, they're telling them this. Listen to this.
I think it's treason. And this issue about this slow-moving coup that you describe is one issue. Not the only issue, but it is a huge issue.
It's treason. And what she's saying is treason is that all these FBI officials and DOJ officials have been fired or demoted and that Brennan's security clearance has been taken.
Okay. Coup, that's usually, treason. I think she misunderstands the use of that word. That would generally refer to an action that removes a ruling party or power.
Right.
So is the FBI running this country?
Well, when it was, according to the New York Post and the Daily Beast, I mean, they both agreed the same week that the most powerful man in Washington was James Comey, and then Trump deposed him. So, yeah, I think so. I think they're okay with the FBI ruling the country. Anybody but Trump. I mean, they were fine with that.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Bill Maher. This is the steady diet that they're getting from television.
I'm just going to ask the question again. Why can't we use that word treason? Pulling security clearances of former CIA directors and the people who kept us safe since 9/11 and for the last 30 years. I don't get it. If you're fighting the people who are fighting us, what do you call it?
What? Okay.
Well, yeah, so if you're fighting the people who are fighting us. All right, so this is, this is the genius email of the day from Andy. He writes, and he nails this, Tara, for a former CIA director, John Brennan, to claim that a sitting president is committing treason while he himself signed off on giving the same foreign enemy, Russia, 20% of our uranium is telling. Brennan cannot have it both ways. If today's Russia rises to the level of an adversary that the USA is at war with, i.e. like post-World War II, Cold War, Soviet Union, blah, 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 then giving the Russians the uranium and flexibility and not giving Eastern Europe a missile defense would be aid and comfort to the same dangerous and evil enemy, period. Excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when the CIA oversees a president who sends billions of dollars in foreign currency on pallets of cash to a State Department identified state sponsor of terror, that would be Iran, that apparently is not treason. That's totally okay. That's just fine. But Trump taking Brennan's security clearance and presiding over, he didn't do it himself except for Comey, the firing of these people at the DOJ and the FBI, the rest of them were busted out through FBI regular processes, is somehow treason. It's attempt to process that for a moment.
Well, once again, they don't understand. These people don't understand the word coup, and they don't understand the word treason and the real definition of what it actually means.
Do they understand the words authoritarian regime? Because this is what you'll hear on MSNBC. Listen to this. Trump is a dictator. Just like all the other dictators. And the real leader of the free world now is Angela Merkel, which is a little scary given the oil deal she's making with Russia,
yeah,
if we're supposed to fear Russia and all. Here we go. This is New York Times reporter on MSNBC. This is what people at the New York Times actually think and are telling people.
I'm sorry. Your argument that he's not the leader of the free world because he's not standing up for democracy, he's not standing up for humanitarian rights.
He's a sort of junior player in a block of authoritarian countries.
And the people like the European Union are no longer looking at him as a leader any longer, and they're thinking of doing their
own
thing.
They see him as, right, they see he's instead, he's like, right, he's part of a block that includes Vladimir Putin, Duterte. He's part of an axis power.
It's worse than that. I mean, not that that's not the worst thing you could have said, because it's about the worst thing you could say about him. But
well,
if he's not the leader,
rounding people up and murdering them without any, due process.
He'd certainly like to.
I don't think you can say that definitively,
Michelle.
By the way, that he'd certainly like to, Michelle Goldberg, that is a New York Times reporter, just said that. By the way, if you'll notice in that whole segment there is not one shred of proof given for anything.
Well,
that
there's
no said.
Facts in that.
No, there's no
the whole
fact.
Thing. That is only conjecture, opinion, and obviously just the rantings of some lunatics. Basically,
can you imagine the hysteria though if like people went on Fox News and all these other like alphabet soup like kind of places every day and they said, you know, we're living through a coup by the president, and he would like to line people up and kill them, and he's in league with Russia, and he's a dictator, like Putin. And I mean, you're fed a steady diet of this day in and day out. How hysterical you would be by election time.
You know, the difference between dictators and Donald Trump's is that dictators are far more effective because they don't go through the legislature. They don't worry about the judiciary. They don't worry about the representation of the people. They do whatever the heck they want whenever they want to. That's what a dictator does. And if that's the case, then Donald Trump is a horrible dictator. He has failed as a dictator because he's not getting his way on mostly everything he's trying to do.
Like a dictator would, I don't know, like spy on his political enemies in an attempt to influence them. Oh, wait, that wasn't Trump. That was John Brennan when he was the head of the CIA.
You know, I used to complain about this. Why are we not talking about the Obama administration doing this? And I've noticed lately in the media that there are people in these pundits that are talking about this that are beginning to say it was the Obama administration spying on the Trump campaign. I'm actually beginning to hear that phrase. So maybe
mainstream media, you mean?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, no. Oh. Not mainstream media.
Okay.
No. I'm saying, like, you know, you'll hear some of the Fox pundits and some of these other folks actually say this. And up until recently, I'd heard nobody say this, even though, you know, we've been talking about that here for some time, that folks, you know, you can sit here and talk about the FBI this and CIA that. It was the Obama administration. These were people under their charge.
Yeah, and you may finally making that connection to Obama, right?
Like, exactly.
Like,
that's
it's
my
not
point.
As if they're independent actors.
Yeah. You know, you talk about all this stuff that's going on. Well, listen, anything that any current member of the Trump administration did would be tied directly to Trump. He would be held personally responsible for it.
Okay.
Well, why does the same not hold true for the Obama administration? Because we see what all this illegal activity that was going on between the FBI, the CIA, and others regarding the investigation of the Trump campaign. This should be tied directly to the Obama administration. It was under his watch. And I'm, like I said, I'm beginning to see to hear that comment being made by some of these, pundits and folks who talk about this on Fox News and other, not a whole lot of other sources. But the connection is beginning to be made. And I've just wondered why it took so long to do that.
I don't know. And here's another one. It's as if they're putting up a firewall in between each of these people. When you hear Bruce Orr talked about, you know, and the things that he did at the Justice Department. When you hear, Peter Strzok talked about, it's as if James Comey was not the head of the FBI overseeing all this. It's as if these people just sort of acting in their own capacity and James Comey was on some sort of extended vacation, you know? And I think the reason for that is they want to put the firewalls up between each layer of management because guess what? When Strzok turns on McCabe, which will inevitably happen if we actually have a just system, McCabe will turn on Comey, and Comey will turn on Loretta Lynch and Obama. That's exactly how it'll go. And they've got to stop.
Exactly.
They've got to put the firewalls up in between each layer of the corruption.
And that's why. Preserve the legacy.
Yes. And so that's why you don't hear it's as if James Comey was not running the agency at all.
Right.
Bizarrely. But it is.
And that all this was going on and Obama had absolutely no idea. Smartest president ever, but he had no idea any of this was going on.
Right. Exactly. Texter writes, if Trump was a dictator, most of the media would be dead. Dictators don't put up with criticism.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, neither does the CIA.
They don't put up with it. There would be security clearances yanked by ending the breathing of these people.
Exactly.
That's how dictators act.
Exactly. All right, so this is going to be hard to explain, and I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, Bruce Orr, the number four at the Department of Justice, I'm going to explain what's going on in his checking account, you know, while he was working on the Russia collusion. Yeah. And his wife, Nellie, was working directly for Fusion GPS, putting Clinton campaign cash into the couple's personal bank account as she was paid to help cook up the dossier that Bruce Orr then took to the FBI. Excuse me, the FBI, and used it to get to lie to the FISA court. So we literally have the number four official at the Department of Justice colluding, if you will, on the Russia collusion case, does not mention to his superiors that his wife, Nellie, is profiting from the creation of the fake dossier, literally depositing Clinton campaign cash into the couple's joint bank account as she works for Fusion GPS to help to put together the dossier that Mr. Orr then passes off as real stuff to the FBI and other people at the DOJ, and does not disclose any of it, including the payments to his wife and that the fact that she was essentially working for the Clinton campaign against Trump. Oh, they forgot to mention this to the FISA court, too. It's kind of a big deal. So anyway, Bruce Orr, who incredibly, unbelievably, still has a job at the Department of Justice, which just drops my jaw. Bruce Orr is going to be coming before Representative John Ratliff's committee to attempt to explain this. We wish him luck. You can't explain this. It's impossible to explain. It's the equivalent of a prosecutor here in Greenville County. They really would like to indict somebody or at least get the ability to spy on them so they can mess their world up because they don't like them politically. And the prosecutor's like, well, dude, I don't have any evidence. And the FBI's like, well, dude, I don't know. Well, in this case, it would be the Greenville police. And they're like, well, dude, I don't have any evidence either. Huh, where can we get some evidence? And that prosecutor sends Wifey down to the political campaign headquarters of this person's opponent to create some evidence. Oh, and Wifey profits from the creation of the evidence that the prosecutor and the police need in order to get a warrant to spy and hopefully ruin the reputation and political aspirations of the person they don't like. Yeah, so your prosecutor doesn't have anything. You just send wife out there, send your wife out there to go ahead and create it, whip it up for profit of both of them. And then just don't disclose that to the judge, the jury, anybody. That's how they operate now at the top of this country. It's terrifying. And Representative John Ratcliffe had some. He, remember, keep in mind, he knows a lot more than we do. He's got a security clearance to see a lot of this stuff. And he said, you know, right now the media is defending John Brennan. They're defending, you know, Mr. Orr. They're great patriots who are just trying to keep us all safe while profiting a little bit on the side. And he said, you know, remember they once said Andrew McCabe was an awesome patriot too. You saw what happened to him. Here's today's final epic rant from Representative John Ratcliffe. He was on Maria Bartiromo.
You know, you don't have to hit rewind and go back very far to remember when the Democrats were saying, how dare Republicans criticize folks like Bruce Orr and Andy McCabe and Peter Strzok, who are outstanding career officials who have done nothing wrong. And now investigations and firings and demotions and, in one case, criminal referrals later, we're hearing crickets from the Democrats.
Well, because we're finding out, unfortunately. Yeah, let's look at that, because you've got Andrew McCabe fired for misconduct, criminally referred. Jim Comey fired under investigation. Sally Yates fired. Peter Strzok fired under investigation. Bruce Orr demoted under investigation. It's no coincidence that all of these people have been fired at the Department of Justice and the FBI, and this is just the top level. There are many, many more.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, a lot of my Republican colleagues know that as a former U.S. attorney, they think that I'm the last person on Capitol Hill to believe that the FBI and the Department of Justice aren't doing the right things for the right reasons. But with respect to these Department of Justice and FBI officials during the Obama administration, color me convinced that there was misconduct here, and it's been reflected in those firings and demotions and criminal referrals that you just referenced, Maria.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, John Ratcliffe went on to talk about Bruce Orr, the number four official at the DOJ, who, when they didn't have enough evidence to trump up a warrant to spy on Trump, sent his wife to work, paid with Clinton campaign cash, to whip up a fake dossier. Then kind of didn't mention that to the FISA court judge or his superiors at the Department of Justice. Here's what Representative John Ratcliffe has to say about Bruce Orr, who will be appearing before his committee later this week.
So remember, Maria, how bad it was when we all found out there was this unverified dossier that was used as a basis to gain a warrant to surveil someone associated with the Trump campaign, Carter Page. And it got worse when we found out that dossier was paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. But little did we know that some of that money that Hillary Clinton and the DNC used to pay for the dossier ultimately ended up in the account of the number four person at the Department of Justice, Bruce Orr, and his wife, Nellie Orr, who was retained and paid by Fusion GPS to work with Christopher Steele to help create that dossier. So next week, I'm going to sit down with some of my colleagues, with Mr. Orr, and give him an opportunity to explain exactly how that came to pass, and more importantly, who at the Department of Justice authorized it.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear him explain that. Or, as Al Sharpton would spell it, E-X-P-L-I-N. Explain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.